Well, let me invite you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the first book that Paul wrote to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And I want to look at one verse this morning. And as you're turning in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, let me ask you just this simple question. We're in a series on temptation, and we're looking at the truth about temptation. Let me ask you this question whenever it comes to temptations you face in life. Do you build a defense whenever it comes to the temptations that you face in life? Or do you sort of go something like this? Well, God understands me. He knows the way I'm made. He understands that I'm going to face temptations in life. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to ask God to forgive me, and He understands me. He understands my human nature, and He knows I'll try better the next time. Well, it's sad that there are many people who live with that type of mindset whenever it comes to temptation. They never build a defense whenever it comes to temptation. They never get into the Word whenever it comes to those times of temptation, and the end result is they fall. You and I have no idea of knowing how many people today name the name of Christ, name the name of being a Christian, but before this day is out, they'll fall in some way. They'll do something that will devastate their life, devastate their home, devastate their marriage, and in the end process, there's a death. They remember what it was like, and they remember how life used to be, but for some reason, they never learned to build a defense. And, to every one of us that are saved, you need to anticipate this reality. And if you've not been here for the entire series, you need to listen very carefully. The world that you and I live in is going to continually bombard us with temptation. That is a given if you're a child of God. Nowhere in the Bible does God say that you're not going to face temptation. Now, I know that some people come along, they say, well, you know, if you're really the spiritual person that you ought to be, you would never face temptation. There's only one problem with that line of thinking. You'll never find it in the Word of God. As a matter of fact, the Bible makes it very clear that Jesus, God in the flesh, was tempted in all matter and our points like you and I are tempted. Therefore, Jesus Christ, being the Son of God, knew what it was to face temptation. If God the Father allowed Jesus to undergo temptation, then here's a reality in your life and my life. We can anticipate temptation until the day we leave this world. But the issue is this. Do you realize that you're not left to the world when it comes to temptation? That is, the Bible makes it very clear that you and I have a great defender who promises to be with us in every temptation that you face in life. Now, if you have your Bibles and you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, I want you to look in verse 13 for just a moment. Paul is talking to the saints at Corinth, and he's reminding them that they have a loving God, they have a heavenly Father, who doesn't leave them as aliens, as orphans, for the devil to do to their life what he wants to do. But listen carefully to this one verse. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it." Now, we've looked at already in this series the attacks of Satan, the day that he attacks, whenever the enemy attacks, and how he does it, and his blueprint. He has a blueprint in which he's going to level at your life and my life. But have you come to understand, and do you realize that you have God as your great defender whenever it comes to temptations in life? Now, the sad part about it is this. I know just as sure as I'm standing here, some of you are going to encounter temptation this week, and you're going to put your mind in neutral, and you're going to put your life in neutral, and you're going to cave in to some temptation. The problem with that is this. Enough temptation comes by your life, and you put your life in neutral long enough, and there's going to be a day, there's going to be a time, there's going to be a point in your life in which it's going to blow up in your face. It's going to blow up because you're not ready, you're not prepared, and you not realize that you have a great defender who is our loving Heavenly Father, who is always with us in all the temptations that you and I face in life. And you see, whenever you look at this one passage of Scripture, here's Paul reminding the saints of God, and he's reminding them of this reality. You're not left alone in this world to face temptation. Think about this a minute. Here is God who's created you. He's given you life, and he's given you eternal life. And then all of a sudden, you just have to do the best you can in this world. Sadly, that is the way many believers live their life. And that's why so many Christians are falling morally. That's why so many preachers are even falling, even evangelists and missionaries. Why? Because it is wise, it is vital, it is essential that you come to understand, that we come to understand, that we have a great defender whenever it comes to temptation. If you do not ever understand that, you are going to be left suspect to all the temptations that come in your life, and eventually you're going to crash, and you're going to fall, and you're going to burn relationships, devastate your life, devastate your home life. Why? Because you never built with the understanding that you have a great defender. And that's exactly what Paul is reminding these saints of God, and that's what I want us to look at this morning. And I want you to get your pencil out and a piece of paper. You don't have an outline, but I want you to write down these three principles that are so essential whenever it comes to temptation. Because you're going to be tempted, and you know where you're tempted. Satan has been working on mankind for thousands of years. We don't know the exact day and time and year in which Adam and Eve was created, but he's been working on mankind ever since the beginning of time. And it's been estimated that there's probably 6 billion people in the world now, and probably about 25 billion people have walked on this earth. So God knows that every one of us are going to face temptation. But it is essential that you and I come to understand that God is our defender whenever it comes to temptation. And you need to write that down. It is essential that I understand God is my defender when it comes to temptation. But I want you to write these principles down. Number one, God, our defender, is fully aware of all the temptations that lure mankind. Now, there are enough individuals around, there's enough people around that say something like this. Well, you know, God just don't understand me, and God don't realize who I am. But the Bible makes it abundantly clear. When you look at this passage of Scripture, God knows every temptation that has taken mankind since the beginning of time. God knew precisely when Adam and Eve was lured by that crafty serpent, and they were lured to go away from God, and he knows every temptation that Satan has used on mankind. You think about it. God knows Satan inside and out. He knows every artillery piece in Satan's arsenal. He knows absolutely every type of temptation that he's going to level by your life. And you and I need to understand it, that's this. God, our defender, is fully aware. He is fully aware of all the temptations that lure mankind. And you see, you go all the way back to the beginning of Scripture. It doesn't take long. You can look in the book of Genesis, chapters 37 through 50, and you find one of the most tremendous temptations that came by one of the most godly men in the opening book of the Bible. The Bible tells the story of a young man by the name of Joseph. Joseph was a godly man. But somewhere along the path of life, Satan brought into his life a woman by the name, doesn't give her name, was Potiphar's wife. And she was so brazen and so callous and so subtle that in the Bible records her saying to Joseph, "Come to bed with me. Why don't you lay with me? Let's go to bed to one another. Let's have sex with one another." Now listen carefully. The God who created you knows you. The God who gave you life knows you absolutely and completely. And he knows all the lure that Satan has used on mankind since the beginning of time. In the very first book of the Bible, you find Satan luring mankind. You find Satan using sex on mankind. Now, here's what happens in our life. It may be new to you, but it's not new to the Lord God who created you. And you see, it is so important you understand that we have a defender. We have a great defender who is our loving Heavenly Father, and he has not left you at the mercy of temptation. He does not leave you alone whenever it comes to the temptations of life, like some people say, well, I'm just doing the best I can. That is absolutely inconsistent with the Bible. You know, every temptation that was launched, He knew it. He knew when David was going to turn his eye to Bathsheba and he was going to surrender to sexual temptation. He knew when all the other temptations were going to come by man's life. And the truth is this, every temptation that hits our mind, our will, our emotion comes with the full awareness of God knowing about it. Now listen carefully. I want to say that again because you don't need to miss it. Because some people don't even pray whenever they're tempted. They say, I don't want to tell God that. I don't want to say that to God. You know all the things that go on in the fabric of your mind. You know everything that goes through your mind because it's hid at your mind. Just because it's hid at your mind does not mean that you wanted it, desired it, or even yearned for it. And that's a message for a later day. But the reality of it is this. You have an almighty God and Father who knows every temptation you're going to face. Look carefully again at the verse. Look in verse 13. Listen to him carefully. There hath no temptation taken you but such as common to man. You're saying, Pastor, are you saying that if I'm a teenager and I have some lures and temptations in my life that God knows all about them? Absolutely. They may be new to you, but they're not new to God. As a young person and you're a young married person and you have Satan uses some temptation in your life, you have some lure, Satan uses some luring temptation in your life, are you saying, Pastor, that God knows all about it? Absolutely. And you see, the wonderful truth of Scripture is this. God is right there in the process to guide you through the temptation. Now, you'll never find in the Bible, won't you listen? You'll never find located anywhere in the Bible that God will keep you from temptatious times. If you can find it, show it to me. Here's the reality. You know what God does in temptation? He builds your character, He builds your integrity, and He wants you to understand He may not keep you out of the temptation situation, but He'll deliver you through the temptation. You can live through life. Listen, the Bible says Jesus was tempted. You can live a life without surrendering to temptation. Why can you? Because you have a great defender. You have Almighty God who is your loving Heavenly Father. But the sad part about it is most people never build a defense. I hear people after people, person after person, who falls in their spiritual life, and we say something like this. It is so sad that he or she fell. You know why they fell. If you fall in temptation, listen to me very carefully, and I say this in love. You know why you will fall in temptation? Because you did not build your life on the Word of the living God. Listen. He gives you His Word that He's there with you in the temptation. Just having a Bible doesn't mean you're in the Word. Just like going by a church house doesn't mean you're a member. Just because you're in this building doesn't mean you're walking with the Lord. Listen, it's one thing to own a Bible. It's another thing to let the Holy Spirit speak to you and guide you and teach you. And here's what your Father wants you to understand. I want you to understand, says the Lord, that I know every temptation. You mean the Lord knows my sexual temptations? Absolutely. He knows my financial temptations? Absolutely. He knows my emotional temptations? Absolutely. But here's the kicker. Are you saying the Lord knows my mental temptations? You see, every time you're tempted in the fabric of your mind because you're never tempted to do something before it starts up here. Every temptation starts with a thought process. Satan throws some image by your mind. Satan throws something by your spirit. How many of you have ever been tempted in church? Don't you dare raise your hand. But you're sitting here and you're tempted. You say, well, Pastor, what am I tempted? I've heard some people share their temptation. They said, you know, Pastor, I had a hard time because I was thinking, did I turn the burner off? Did I shut the door? Did I lock the door? And all of a sudden, they bow their head for the invitation. They've not heard anything. The temptation is to neglect and not listen to the Word of God. Listen, if Satan can get you not to listen, he's won the battle. And that's why it's so important that you engage your mind. And that's what Paul was reminding these saints of God. He said, you need to understand, number one, our God is our defender. He didn't create us to put us on this earth and say, do the best you can, live the best you can, and just try to hold out till the end. And sadly, there are so many who live that way. Think about this. I've heard some people say, well, you know, God just don't understand me. And that's sort of ironical and sort of funny in a way. Because think about this. God has created everybody on the face of the earth. He knows everybody by name. The Bible says he knows you by name. He knows the very structure of your being. There is more DNA in you than you can comprehend. And he knows you, absolutely. Imagine the God who created the universes and galaxies and every man, woman, boy, and girl from the beginning of time, which is probably about 25 billion people, 6 billion people living today, and you saying to God, well, he just doesn't understand me. That is absolutely ludicrous. There is no truth in that, but here's what Satan can get. If he can get you to believe that God doesn't understand you, then here's what you'll never do. You'll never bow your head and say, Father, deliver me from this sexual temptation. Deliver me from this financial temptation. Father, Satan just threw an ungodly thought through my mind. Satan just threw an ungodly image through my mind. That doesn't fit who I am in Jesus Christ. You know what Satan wants you to do? Nothing. And that's exactly why so many men, women, young people fall. You don't fall accidentally. You fall as you progressively walk into areas that you know you shouldn't. So first of all, you need to understand God's our defender. Listen to what the Bible says in Psalms 103:14. He knows our frame. He remembers that we're dust. Now, if God knows my frame and knows every area I'm tempted, why should I be shocked when I bow my head and I say, Father, get this image out of my mind, get this thought out of my mind, get this image out of my mind, because that doesn't fit who I am in Jesus Christ. Now, I want to ask you a question, and I want you to acidly honest answer this question for yourself. Do you talk to the Father when you're tempted? Do you talk to the Father when you're tempted? You see, here's what I know just as sure as I'm standing here. If you don't talk to the Father in times of temptation, there's going to be a time and down you go. And that's exactly what Paul was reminding these saints. Second of all, God, our defender, has always put loving limits on every temptation we face. I love the way it says it. Listen to what he says. Listen, look at back in verse 13. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. And I love the way it reads in the Living Bible. Listen to how it says it in the Living Bible. You can trust God to keep the temptation from being so strong that you can't stand up against it. For he has promised this and will do what he says. And you see, sadly, the reality in so many individuals' lives is this. Well, you know, the temptation just got so strong that I couldn't bear up under it. That is a lie straight out of the pit of hell, and here's why. Is the Bible the word of the living God? Yes, we know it is. Does God say exactly what he means and means exactly what he says? Yes. Then here's what it means. That every temptation that faces your life, mental, emotional, financial, sexual, whatever it may be, the Father has always put and always will put loving limits on what you face. It does not matter what it is. You say, well, you don't know where I work. No, I don't know where you work, but I know the Father. And I know this. I know he'll always do what he says. The issue is, am I realizing it, or do I put myself in temptatious situations? And that's a question every one of us need to ask. Do you put yourself in temptatious situations? Do you put yourself where you know you're going to be tempted even more? Do you watch things on television? Do you watch things via the internet? Do you watch things in which you know you're going to be tempted more and more and more? And sadly, so many people are living with this compass of their life. Well, I'll just ask God's forgiveness and that's good enough, right? Tell me this. A young man and a young woman give in to sexual temptation, and all of a sudden one night they go to bed and they both lose their virginity. They both lose their integrity. And all of a sudden they get up the next day and they say, well, you know what? I'm going to ask God's forgiveness. And it doesn't erase the consequences of what they have done to themselves, done to their body. And maybe 9 months later, you know, all of a sudden she says, you know, I'm pregnant. That's exactly what happened in David's situation. Forgiveness does not erase consequences. And it is so important that you and I live our life with the understanding that this temptation that I'm faced with, this situation that I'm faced with, it doesn't matter what it is. The Father who lives on the inside of me in the person of the Holy Spirit has put loving limits around the temptations that I face. Because, you know, you think about it a moment. You go back to Joseph in the Old Testament. One day, Potiphar's wife seduced him, and He didn't know what to do. What am I going to do? He knew this, that God was watching everything he did. By the way, it would help us more and more and more and more if we would realize God is watching everything we do. One little boy heard a preacher preach about God is watching you. And in his innocence, the next day he took a little brown bag of his sandwich to school, put it in his little locker, and he kept thinking about that phrase, God is watching you. And he said, God, if you're watching me and if you're here, I hope you're not in my bag because I've only got one sandwich. But that little boy got the picture. We need to live with the sobering understanding that our Father is watching. He's not watching to jump on. He's watching to deliver you. Think about this. Here is Joseph. Here's Potiphar's wife. And she's seducing him. She's telling him, why don't you go to bed with me? And I know that Joseph is praying. He's asking God. You know why? Because he doesn't give in. He doesn't surrender. He doesn't, surrender to his fleshly appetites. And as he prays, God gives him the direction. Get out of here. And you know what he does? He leaves his coat and he runs and it's left in Potiphar's wife's hand. Now listen to me very carefully. Somebody will say, well, you know what? She ruined Joseph's character. I've heard it said all my life that you know what? You better be careful. You know, your character can be ruined. Listen very carefully. God is Almighty God. Amen? If you're a godly man, a godly woman, in his timing, he'll vindicate you. You can never convict a godly person of ungodliness. God will make it his business to vindicate his own. And that's exactly what God did to Joseph. Listen, he got away from Potiphar's wife. And the way that he got away was ended up being in prison. But it's a lot better to be in prison than in a situation where you could potentially hurt your life and your character. And you see, the reality is, Joseph realized that this God who created him put loving limits. And that's what Paul's reminding every one of those saints in Corinth. He said, I want you to understand, this God who created you, listen, you don't have to cow down to the temptations in the world. If you never build a defense, listen, it's not God's fault. If you have the capability to read, you can get in the Word of God, read and study. Listen, he commands you and I study, get in the Word, learn and grow. And yet, there are so many who think, well, you know what? Nobody will know this one-time incident. Nobody will know this one-time event that I'm involved in. But you know what a wise Christian does? He understands or she understands that with this temptation, God puts loving limits on. And he'll never let me be tempted above the way I'm beyond what I'm able to bear. Preacher shared the story. He was facing a situation in his life. He realized that there was, he couldn't get out of the situation. He was pastoring a church. But there was a situation he was facing. And he started saying, Father, I just look for your exit, your limitation. And as he looked, he found every time there was limitations and God would always see him through. You see, think about it. In the midst of Joseph's temptation, here's the reality. God never allowed him to be tempted above what he's able. Now listen carefully. Listen carefully. When you surrender to temptation, you can't blame God, you know that. But listen very carefully. You can't even blame Satan. You say, well, yes, I can. The devil made me do it. No, he didn't. The devil cannot make you surrender to one temptation. If that's so, then he has the power to move you who has the risen Christ living on the inside. And he can't do that. But every time you yield, it's a willful decision. Every time you do a bad thing, say a bad thing, give in to some temptation, it's a choice. Now, the world is filled with people giving in to temptation, but here's the reality. We live in a world of death. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is what? Death. And that's why it's a big deal, because every person that sins, there's a death that comes to follow. You see it all the time. You see people who this man has surrendered to some temptation, this woman has surrendered to some temptation, and there's a death in relationship. But God wants you and me to understand that there's limits in every temptation you face. And it's so important you understand and you live with that, you know, He's not going to allow you to be tempted above what you're able. In other words, there's going to always be that point that God will not let Satan do anything else. Now, you may feel like you're going to break, but here's what: God will never break your spirit, and He'll never allow Satan. Listen, but you know what's so sad in the day and time we live in? What's saddening and what's horrifying? How many Christians don't even think that it's a big deal to build a defense? We live in a world where marriage, the sacredness of marriage, is dwindling. It's about 50-50% now. The world that's married and divorced, Christians. And I talk more and more to people who live with regrets and say, I wish this hadn't happened in my life. But you have a chance to build a defense. Second of all, you need to understand there's always a loving limit. Now think about it. Why would God create you and then surrender you to the world? Why would God give you life and then not be there for you? He wouldn't be much of a loving Heavenly Father. He wouldn't be much of a kind Father. Listen, every one of you dads, you'll run to the rescue of your children if they need you. You know why? Because you love them. If they need you, all they've got to do is call you, and you'll come to their rescue. You know what's wonderful? Listen, you face a temptation, and you call on the Father. You say, what if I face a devilish, hellish missile that comes through my mind? Tell the Father. What do you mean? Let me just share with you out of my own life. Does the pastor face mental temptations? Everybody is a human being. But one of the prayers that the Father has taught me and I've used for years is this. And when Satan brings an image, you notice I didn't say if. When Satan brings something across the fabric of my mind, Father, that doesn't fit who I am in Jesus Christ. Get that out of my mind in His name. Amen. You say, does it work? Every time. Here's why. Listen. Satan has no artillery for prayer. There is no artillery that can overcome a person mentally praying. You have a mental ungodly image, Father, get that out of my mind in Jesus' name. You have another ungodly image come through your mind, Father, get that out of my mind in Jesus' name. Listen, just because it comes into your mind doesn't necessarily mean you desired it, wanted it, or asked for it. Because we live in a world where Satan is the prince and the power of the air. But you need to exercise it. Listen, you don't have to get rain. Listen, you can walk in the rain, but it don't mean you have to get it in you. If you want to get rain in you, watch what you have to do. You're in a thunderstorm, and that's the way we're in a thunderstorm of temptation in our world. You're in a thunderstorm, but here's what you have to do to get rain on the inside of you. Watch this. You've got to ask for it. Listen, just because you get soaked with temptations in the world don't mean that they have to come on the inside of you. But the issue is, what do you do? What do you do when the temptations come? Do you say, Father, deliver me? Or do you just raise your head, so to speak, and you just ag them on. And you know what? You know yourself, and God knows you, and Satan knows what he can work on you on. And it is a wise man who is honest with himself. It is a wise woman that is honest with herself whenever it comes to the reality of temptations in life. Not only that, but number three. Now think about it. God, our defender, has designed an exit. I want you to listen to the last part of verse 13. But will with the temptation also make a way to escape. Listen to that. With the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Did you hear what Jesus said through Paul? With the temptation. God, if you love me, I wouldn't be tempted. That's not what he says. With the temptation you face in life, he'll provide an exit. Listen, in spite of who you are, how long you've been around, and how long you live, where the temptation comes from, what it is or what manner it is. Here's the reality. God has provided an exit for you. There is always going to be an exit in the temptation that you face. Always. The issue is, do you look for it? You know what happens in most of our lives? We honestly think that we can ask God to forgive us, and it's the same thing as it not happening. I want you to soak on that one. But you hear me? God's word reminds us that consequences are devastating. Listen, think about it this way. You can neglect feeding your body. You can neglect feeding your body. And after a period of enough time, you neglect it, you neglect it, you neglect it, you neglect it, you neglect it. And all of a sudden, you get disease real easily. And one day, maybe premature death. Why? Because you didn't take care of the one body God gave you. Now listen carefully. You have been given this one body, this mind, this spirit. God has saved you and redeemed you. And you have His Word. But think about being saved and never getting into the Word of God, never reading the Word of God, never studying the Word of God, because maybe you say, well, you know, Pastor, I just let other people do my studying for me, and I just listen, and that's what I do. You become spiritually weakened and weakened and weakened and weakened, and all of a sudden, it don't take a whole lot, and Satan blows you away. And as you're laying there in the sin that you committed, you cry and beg and plead and say, oh, God, please forgive me. I'm so sorry. But here's the reality. You reap neglect to your spirit, neglect to your soul, neglect to your life, neglect to your heart, and you are reaping the consequences. Folks, we live in a world where more and more believers are falling. I'm not talking about those that are just babes in Christ, but you put your mind in neutral, and you're in trouble. And here's what, listen, Potiphar, Joseph realized that God provided an exit from Potiphar's wife, and he took it. The story is told of another pastor who was standing at the back door. It's another state. And there was a member in that church that wanted more than a pastor-member relationship. Now, she would walk back to the door. God told his spirit that he needed to be cautious. He couldn't run away. People would wonder, where did the pastor go? So you know what happened? Pastor stood back there and he thought, Lord, you promised an exit. And about that time, a little boy, just a little boy, came by. And he reached down and picked up that little boy in his left arm. And he shook hands with his hand. The next time, the woman came toward him with some ungodly intent. And there was another little boy, a little girl. He reached down and picked that child up, shook her hand. After a while, that lady got the picture. She got the message. No treading here, property of God. Now listen, that little child thought, preacher's just holding me. But you know what that preacher was wisely doing? He was looking for the exit in the temptation, and God delivered him every time. It doesn't matter how old you are, how long you've been saved. The issue is, when you face temptation, what do you do? Do you surrender, give in? It happens up here so nobody sees it. Nobody knows what goes on in your mind. Oh, yes, they do. The Lord God Almighty. He sees everything, every mental image, every picture, every snapshot that goes through the fabric of your mind. But the question is, what do you do? Do you resist it, or do you surrender? Paul said in Galatians, don't ever be deceived. God's not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. Are you sowing wisely when it comes to temptation, or are you sowing foolishly?